97.9, the Hillary and Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hey, what's up?
Hello. So as a person that is from a mill town, more or less, my family's from Kannapolis, I have some interesting opinions on company-provided housing. I certainly recognize it for the potential evil that it is, but also there's something to be said for literally living where you work. You don't necessarily need a car if you can bike or walk to work.
The whole mixed use thing.
I mean, yeah, like it's just efficient, right? Things get sticky when that's a job that might not necessarily be permanent, right? But the one case that I consistently find that I 100% back is housing for like pastors and church officials.
Right.
That's a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
And I found myself thinking a lot about this, specifically with headlines from Pennsylvania, where it's controversial that the school district has sent out actual letters asking parents, hey, if you guys have some rooms to rent, please let teachers rent rooms from you.
Well, that's controversial because they should pay their teachers enough to afford their own housing.
That is absolutely true, Eric Keg.
Yeah.
And I found myself wanting to come talk with you about this on whether you think this is a cool or good idea. I mean, it's not necessarily like a house for a pastor, but you would hope that most teachers would be planning to stay in that school district for at least a couple years.
That's another
right?
thing too. Like when you're talking about like, oh, can we stay in your house? That sounds like a real temporary arrangement. And
it
that
does.
Gets back to the whole thing about like, we're not paying teachers enough. We're not rewarding teachers for getting experience. We're not giving older teachers or more experienced teachers raises. We're not rewarding teachers for going beyond and getting master's degrees and PhDs. And all of that is coming back to the idea that, you know what, we're not treating teaching as a profession anymore. We're treating it as something you do for a few years out of college and then you move on to the next thing. And that's not good for education. That's not good for the people who are in those professions. It's not good for anyone.
And I don't know. I found myself thinking about my college housing experience. I could have stayed in a dorm, but I didn't have to.
Right.
So I didn't. I just got off-campus housing. And why not have that option for teachers if you can do it? If you can have some school employee housing to make this a more permanent home for folks, maybe they could set down roots. Maybe they could find another place to live. And it's not like you have to graduate and move out of the on-campus teacher housing, but that would just be a nice option to have. And certainly better than sending out emails asking parents if teachers can live in their house for a while.
Well, this is an issue in Chapel Hill. And I mean, going back to Kannapolis, like there's a whole long history of like mill companies building houses for their employees and kind of locking them into, now you're stuck working for the company and you're paying at the company store with scrip and you're constantly in debt and like that whole long decades-old history of corporate abuse of employees. Having said that, like this is an issue in Chapel Hill where you've got a huge demand for housing, and a lot of it is folks who work in Chapel Hill specifically for like UNC, the university. And should not UNC take some kind of ownership over addressing the housing crisis locally by building some housing that their employees could live in? But like real, like
also
for real housing.
Parking problem.
Yeah, but like for real housing, right? Like housing that is permanent, where you can live and work and play like for a long time if you want
to
stay here.
You can build a life here.
Exactly.
And
like, that's
having
the point.
Runway, I think, would help out a lot of people. Like your mention of we've started teaching as a job that you get out of college and do for a few years, it would make it easier on a lot of folks if you could just have a place to live and not try and worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your future. Figure out if you want to stay here, if you want to keep teaching in this district. I don't know. I was just thinking about that and wanted to talk to Aaron Keck because you do teach as well as talk here on the radio with me about dumb stuff.
But like I'm not like teaching is not my regular, like that's not my full-time job. That's not my profession. And part of the reason is like teaching and now we're talking about teaching in college, like that's a rough profession to be in now too. Like it's not,
it needs more perks.
Easy. Yeah.
Like housing.
Yeah.
For
like
example.
Housing. You know, available jobs, tenure, which is one of the biggest perks, which is now under siege, which again, I can like, I've had this argument with Brad a whole bunch of times. Like there are decent arguments to be made against tenure, but if you take tenure away, then you got to give people an incentive to go to grad school for 7 years to, or four or five or however long it takes to get the degree that you need to teach in college. And if there's no perks to that, then people aren't going to do it. And then you're the overall quality of college education is going to go down too. And that's not going to affect UNC's U.S. News ranking, because every single college is going to decline in quality to the same degree. So UNC is still going to be number 20, number 25, but just like...
Oh, that's bleak.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yep, because your ranking doesn't matter if everyone's sliding down the same garbage
And there's hill. A risk of that, because we're not giving people the incentive, like not giving good people the incentive to go into that profession. It's the same thing with teaching too at the K through 12 level.
Yeah, and you need incentives because you want the right people, the good people, to be taking these jobs.
Anyway, build housing, but build like good housing, not
good
just
housing.
Like try to provide on an ad hoc
not
basis.
Not dorms.
Yeah.
Housing.